We could just have this be the cold intro right now, you know, with the people into it. Are we recording now?
We are.
Did we get what we were saying before?
We missed that.
Oh, what? God damn it, Andy.
We're recording?
I failed.
All right. Well, this is the Peer Review Podcast with your host, as usually, Daniel Frana.
Andrew Thomas.
James Hotley Prime.
And we have our guest this week.
Christian McConnell.
Christian McConnell and?
Tony Koster.
Tony Koster. So, I just met these two fine gentlemen, I'd say 20 minutes ago, maybe?
Yep.
We're actually...
not even close to
it. Yeah. We don't strive for accuracy on this podcast. No, but we're not where we usually are in the old titty kitty dungeon. Titty kitty bang bang. Is that a thing?
No,
it's just... it is now.
It is now. There we go. Hashtag titty titty bang gang.
Now I don't want to go back there. Now I don't want to record there again.
A lot of the wrong people coming to the podcast.
Yeah, this is why I shouldn't be drinking during the podcast. But we're actually at the lab. Well, it's an undisclosed location. Andrew and James had to blindfold me, and they spun me around in circles and shoved me down a flight of stairs, and I ended up here.
Well, that was just fun.
Yeah, then we took the blindfold off and gave you directions.
Either way. It's a very nice little place, though. It's a good setup. They got a 3D printer in progress, which is pretty neat, which kind of ties into the theme of the whole technology episode.
Right. Yep. Probably about like 30 or 40 computers per square foot.
Yes, it is just littered with computers.
And some quite nice lighting.
It is quite nice, yes. Can you tone down the British for the podcast, please?
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
We need to be able to understand you.
Just have the engineer check the levels.
Yeah.
Everything is
I think Audacity has an anti-British button somewhere.
Yeah. It levels it out, makes it sound more quaint.
If not, we should program one that does.
Yeah, it's just to make the most racist microphone. Anti-British. Okay.
Sick of the BBC being so good at TV shows.
Nice try, yeah. But we're going to start off, as we always do, with the peer review pop quiz, which is a question I make up, and there is a correct answer to. So, you guys, think about this. What would be the worst thing to wake up to in your bed? An unattractive woman, a moderately attractive chimpanzee, a mason jar full of urine, or a police officer? So, those are your four options.
The worst thing to wake up to?
The worst thing to wake up to in your bed.
Do we have to justify our answers?
I prefer if you do, yes. Cause,
oh, okay.
Well,
because at this point, I haven't decided which one is correct. So
some of those are situationally dependent. I mean, a police officer can be an attractive woman, or it would depend on what you were doing as to whether it'd be bad or not.
Good call.
I was thinking the chimpanzee is inherently dangerous, because they can, like, literally pull the skin off your face and, like, kill you that way. So that just seemed more dangerous than, like, a cop could arrest you. Unattractive woman, you know?
Yeah. But
we've all been there.
We're making the assumption that we're waking up in bed next to, you know, said option because of sexual shenanigans.
Okay, if you have a monkey in your bed, you're not going to have sex with it, James.
I'm not going to have sex with a jar of urine.
I was thinking the monkey would be the best one, because I'd wake up and be like, sweet, free monkey. Free monkey.
Now, is it a chimpanzee or a monkey?
Cause it's a chimpanzee.
Difference. Okay, see, that's inherently dangerous. If it's just a little holler monkey, it's annoying enough to just hit, but it's not going to rip your face off.
It's not a bonobo, though. This thing, that will rape you. Hardcore. And then it'll put you on a leash and take you around town. Dangerous.
I think I'd go with the jar of urine. Because that the just raised so many questions.
Yeah?
And I'd have to spend all day figuring out why there's a jar of urine. It would be a pain. If I'm a chimpanzee, I could just send it off on its way.
Yeah?
I think you might have nailed it.
You're going with a jar of urine, too?
Yeah, because at least if there's a cop there, you could be like, what's going on? And they'd probably tell you or hit you.
Yeah?
I'm going to go with cop, because my reaction would definitely be, wow, prison's gotten weird.
Worst thing or best thing?
Worst thing to wake up to in bed.
Yeah, I still think the chimpanzee's the worst, but, like, jar of urine I won't see as the best, because, like, it's just a random jar of urine. It doesn't, you know, necessarily harm you or arrest you or rape you.
You nailed it. That was the correct answer. Because I think a jar of urine, that's like you wake up to it, and you're not going to be like, oh, God, there's a jar of urine, what am I going to do? You're like, this is the beginning to, like, a new adventure that I'm going to have throughout the day, where you're just like, walking around with a jar of urine, be like, do you know whose this is?
That was an episode of Scrubs.
I know.
I actually did myself drug tested.
I think we should both be ashamed that we're aware of that. But
I'm proud.
Are you?
Completely unapologetic.
I've never seen that show.
You're probably a good thing. My girlfriend likes it.
So, it's yeah.
Just does everything right there.
People who like Scrubs like Tony. So.
Apparently. I very much like Scrubs.
You very like Scrubs?
Yeah.
In what way? You start a Kickstarter when you don't need to?
Yep.
So what? Nobody online got that question right. Nobody answered either. So
well,
there's that.
The good thing they haven't podcast yet. Maybe if somebody says B throughout the episode, then we'll give them credit or something. I don't know. Or if nobody answers at the end of the podcast, we're just gonna chastise all our listeners. And we're going to punish them by putting this episode out.
Yeah,
well,
screw that
it's
guy.
It's a shame that they wouldn't have gotten it, because then they didn't win the $1 million that was up for grabs.
What is if there's going to be people like listening right now like, I need to get B. I need to put in B. This isn't a live feed, James.
That was why I said that. That was the point.
So what is the contest here?
It was all feed out this time.
Not too loud. So...
What is the contest here? Because, I mean, didn't we...
Well, it's just a 21.
Yeah. I think that we should offer one of these as a prize to the contest.
hold it up to the microphone so they can see it. It is a Doritos Jacked Ranch Dipped Hot Wing.
Oh, they're jacked.
Which you can win if you, win the contest, the qualifications for which are... a mystery to everyone.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Even if, if by the end of the podcast no one has answered and we put this up, guess what? You can go onto my Facebook yet. If you type in B, then you'll get this bag of Doritos. It's, come on, people. You're stupid to not do it, you stupid listeners. What are you doing listening to this podcast? You're so stupid.
Yeah, go to work.
Does your mom listen to this?
Oh, God, no. I don't think my mom understands that iTunes exists, so...
Yeah, mine doesn't either, but... She understands Facebook to an extent.
Yeah, I love that you're, like, you're still holding them up like Vanna White.
And this guy should be applying for some game show jobs.
Yeah. Doritos Jacked. Blatant advertisement for something we're not selling.
Hey, we need to stop pissing off so many people.
Yeah, no, we should just randomly sponsor shit and see who sues us first.
See, that's sort of an ongoing thing where we like bash people and we're talking about how we're not going to get sponsored by them so far.
I think that's called the Seth MacFarlane effect.
What we should do is just claim that a company has sponsored us.
We were sponsored by Arby's for
right,
5 minutes until... I pissed them off by saying that they actually are, by admitting that they're an awful product. So.
It's not your fault. You had to run
their
out.
Curly fries seem to be identical to everyone else's curly fries, though. So that's a plus.
I don't understand how you can't make curly fries any different. You know, you can make like fries like crinkle fries or waffle fries.
They have those curly fries at like Renaissance fairs and like state fairs. Anything with fair in the name, they have curly fries, and they're just like roasted potatoes that. With the drill through them, and it's disgusting, but they're not like breaded curly fries.
No, they just
curly fries are nice to be consistent.
Into the fryer.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So this is supposed to be a science episode?
Yeah, it's a science podcast. They're all supposed to be science episodes.
This is going to need some editing.
Yeah, Andy, get on it. Just bleep out everything James says. That's all we need to
edit it in real time.
It's not like they
use a science filter.
I think we should edit James just so he constantly says bleeps all the time, regardless what he says.
That would be great if we could do that. Just bleep out random words so they think we're being really dirty.
Can you just skip to the end of this and see how we wrap it up?
we'll figure it out along the way.
I want
to
be ready for when it happens.
Yeah. Well, this. You guys have a... Does you guys have a thing we can talk about?
Oh, science and technology.
Anyone listen to Science Friday? And or the 2600 was off the wall stuff?
I listened to it on Sunday, so I don't know if that
you
counts.
You want to listen to Security Cast Radio? Apparently, I'm the only person that listens to the podcast in this room.
I listen to...
I'm not really clear what a podcast is. I just thought we were trying to impress the robot.
It's a very picky robot.
We're begging for our lives. The robot doesn't extinguish us.
We're just waiting for that red light to turn off so we can all go home. It's holding us hostage. But that's what technology does, right, guys? Let's dovetail it back around.
Whoa, nice.
It's very organic when I talk about how I'm doing it, you know?
Right.
Hey, guys, let's be funny and talk about science. They'll never know.
On Science Friday, they were talking, not to blatantly copy their subject, but one of the things they were talking about was the NSA wiretapping stuff. And I always thought the NSA wiretapping stuff was just really kind of silly, because we more or less signed up for it when we signed up on the whole Patriot Act thing. So, like, you know, when they started, like, writing down lists of who was checking out what library books, why wouldn't you realize they were, like, monitoring your cell phones, too? You know?
Yeah.
It's just, like, I don't know. It's silly not to think.
I wasn't surprised, just a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Specifically the phone conversation one, like the cell phone thing, that's been going on for, like, way before Prism. It was called Echelon. The entire base devoted to that and has been forever that has been able to just listen to, like, any phone conversation.
Yeah, there's a big, in the UK, there's a big thing of satellite dishes
it's a sheet pasture. It's a joint NSA GCHQ operation.
Another, blatantly referencing other podcasts I listen to, the Off the Wall people, or was it Off the Hook?
It was off topic.
Okay. They talked about that, where they'd actually gone there and, like, took pictures of it and stuff. And, it's, like, randomly.
I just really like that one of the people that was, I won't say who, but it was on my Facebook, that came up on my Facebook, bitching about the invasion of privacy of the NSA, and one of the things doing, obviously, is, like, seeing, like, their Facebook posts and stuff. Turns out their profile just doesn't have any of the privacy settings anyway. Anyone can just go on their profile and see that. So it's like, what? Okay, so they did it by nefarious means that you don't understand, because it involves actually using a computer as opposed to just typing it up in the Facebook search bar?
Have you heard about this Google getting in trouble for collecting data it shouldn't be?
Yeah.
Like, they're...
Is that the same one as the one when the Germans sued them? Or is the new one?
This is in the UK. Yeah. They didn't actually give them a fine or anything. They just told them to...
Because the Germans got them in big trouble because they had serious laws against that.
So they're just like, hey, boys, knock it off.
But they say they accept... Yeah, that's what the UK did.
Well,
everybody
it's
else
like UK police.
Them.
UK police is always like, you know, stop or else they'll say stop again, harsher. And we're American police will stop or I'll shoot you. And, you know,
honestly,
there's a little motivational thing there. Yeah. Please stop it. Come on, guys.
I couldn't
knock
find much information about what they actually did. Like, they accidentally... gathered Wi-Fi data while they were taking pictures? Like, do they not know what a picture is?
Accidental?
That's what they did last time.
They collected names of networks and, like, open ones in a big metadata file. They accidentally sniffed everyone's network just driving by last time they did it.
How do you do that on accident?
It's just in their firmware. They said they didn't know it was on, but all their firmware was based off of Wi-Fi sniffing stuff, so it kind of made sense, but...
Why would they have that in the Street View car?
Mapping networks.
Yeah. So, this I don't know if this would maybe end up conflicting, but the EU apparently just ruled today that Google is not obliged to delete data from its search index, which is following a Spanish case where they were told to remove like financial information about a certain person that was outdated and not new anymore. And Google was like, no, we're not going to delete that data. And it got into court, and now the EU has ruled that they don't have to delete search index data. So I guess if any of the information that they ended up getting off of those wireless networks somehow ended up in their search index, they don't have to delete it according to the EU.
So there was a thing a few years ago, I don't know if you guys remember this, when the Church of Scientology sued Google because they had links to anti-Scientology pages, and Google's response was, this is a search engine. What do you mean, links? We have links to all the websites.
Yeah, I don't know if they... I don't know if Tom Cruise understands how the internet works, but...
We're like human interaction.
Or acting. I'm pretty sure he doesn't understand that either.
But he is not gay. We don't want to get sued for saying that he is gay. He's not gay. Because
yes, Tom Cruise is definitely not gay.
And Scientology is not a fucking joke.
Oh, no.
We swear.
Don't you agree, Christian?
Yes. We would like to thank our sponsors, Scientology and
the concept of Scientology. That's good. I'm glad we got it kind of skewed, because it sort of devolved into science, comedy, and conspiracy theories for a bit when James was talking.
Only happens when James is talking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, yeah.
When we... I shouldn't have given you a beer.
I had to mumble because I didn't want them hearing what I was saying. Truth out.
I'm not actually sure.
Cryptography is.
I'm not sure how to beep things on Audacity. So can you just start just saying that all the time? Just start saying beep.
I think
every
beep
time you want to contribute
needs to be here for beep. The conspiracy theory part
and the audio engineering.
Well, we'll have a conspiracy theory episode. That would be fun.
It would be good.
Because let me tell you something. I can take my human mask off and show you my true reptilian nature.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it now.
I know the reference.
Yeah.
But wrong show.
We were referencing previous podcasts, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we were. Unintentional callback, right?
Well, that's fun. We are professionals.
Clearly.
But, it was on secured wireless networks, right? I don't really understand how they're driving around with a big camera and simultaneously trying to log on to every unsecured wireless network they find and it being accidental.
Has anyone else seen that show that just got renewed on Netflix from whatever was on, got canceled on before?
Arrested Development?
Yeah. They had the ostrich cam that was the company they couldn't say that was Google.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we should say Google. Can we say
Google? We can bleep it out.
Okay. We'll bleep it out. Like a swear word. we should do it with Microsoft and
beep.
Cisco and...
Beep.
Quit being such a Google.
Beep.
Quit being that was actually a great point, James. You should repeat that.
Beep.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's
going to change.
I think forever.
That is going to change lives right there.
Isn't this the internet? Can't we swear about anything we want?
Yeah. Well, you can
so
swear.
So I can just randomly say, like, goddamn motherfucking cocksucking someone with flaming homosexual jiggle monkey.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, you can swear in the woods. No one's going to hear you. No one's listening to this, obviously. Otherwise, we'd have a goddamn answer to the quiz! Oh, what is wrong with you lazy shits? I'm pointing at the microphone because that's the audience surrogate right there.
Didn't we go over this not being live? Or?
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't understand technology. I don't know why I'm on this podcast right now.
It's like photography. You just get a really big sample file and then cut out all the crap. So it ends up being 2 minutes long.
There you go. It's just gonna be 2 minutes of James going beep, beep, beep. Apparently for this episode, James turned into a dump truck.
Yeah. We noticed the British Buzzer podcast, and it just has James' intermittent words with beeps in between.
It's just conjunctions. The beep.
So, James.
Yes.
You had something about...
No, I didn't.
You have nothing about anything?
Okay, no.
EA?
The EA, yeah, okay. So, by the way, Microsoft, I was going to talk about the Xbox One. And, you know, their general bad policy decision making. But then they just did a complete U-turn.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, turns out, they listen to when their customers start bitching enough about being a terrible policy.
Yeah, wasn't that the whole problem with the Xbox One, is that it's always listening and watching?
No, that's only half the problem.
But they
got more problems.
Yeah.
They ended up doing something that another game company, Electronic Arts, EA, never does. They did not take the EA route of being like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a headline earlier, and I clicked on it just because the headline's so hilarious. It was literally, EA says, please stop hating us. That was it.
Was it on The Onion, or...?
No, it was on the BBC.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's just the world's onion right there.
Apparently, they're very proud of their games, and they really like the games that they make. And they're quite fond of the company.
Well, they're the only ones, then.
Yeah.
The article basically sums up, EA wants people to stop hating them and realize they've got good games, and please stop hating them because it hurts their feelings. And then the rest of the article is reasons that you should, as quoted by other sources, hate EA.
Yeah. Well, this sort of lends credence to the whole theory that corporations are people. You know, they can get their feelings hurt just like everyone else.
You know what? I'm never going to stop hating EA as long as I have to keep logging into EA to play any game on my computer that I have bought and downloaded. I'm already logged into Steam. But yeah, try to play Alex Madness Returns, and I have to log into EA too.
There's a Uplay now that's like a Steam client for Ubisoft games. And you can still purchase them through Steam, and then you have to, they force you to then download the Ubisoft client in addition to Steam and then play the goddamn game.
Yeah.
So I can very much relate to that.
That's why I haven't beaten Assassin's Creed 2.
You have to log into five different things before you can get to it.
And I can't remember
that's
my
part of the challenge of the game. Come on.
So, like, welcome to the 21st century. So, like, now the trick is you have to buy a game and then pirate the game that you bought so that you can actually play it.
You know, supposedly, according to Nintendo's website, that's not legal.
Terrific.
I think isn't it the definition of piracy is, like, not legal fun?
Unless you're dressing up like a pirate as you're doing something, in which case, it's just fun.
Oh, shit, I shouldn't have rented that costume. I should have just bought it. Oh, man. That's what you do. So.
Unless you happen to be a Somali pirate, in which case it just involves getting shot a lot.
But see, they don't dress up like pirates, though. They don't have the skull and bone. They don't have the Long John Silver's, you know, paper caps on and eye patches. They're
I'm sure some of them have eye patches.
Wearing t-shirts that say Detroit Lions, Super Bowl champions, and John McCain president, you know. All the third-hand t-shirts.
Surplus bundled American clothing that's cheaper than manufacturing clothing in most third-world countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just get the losers.
So it doesn't sell here. It ends up in Africa.
Another just a quick, just absurd thing. Apparently there's now an app.
Is there now?
Yeah. There's an app out there, guys.
Only one?
It's brand new.
Wait,
it's app to
what?
Rule them all.
It allows cats to take self portraits.
What?
Yeah.
I assume this is iPhone only.
No, it's an Android app actually.
It'll port it eventually.
Oh, it's been downloaded 10,000 times.
You said 10, I'm like, what? And then you said 1,000, and I'm upset.
Does it cost money?
It doesn't say.
Well, take out your Android phone.
I mean, most Android apps don't cost money. But
this is a good quote. Some crazy people thought it would be funny to build.
What?
Some crazy people thought it would be funny to build it. What? That's what happens now. We're living in the future. Crazy cat ladies know how to code apps.
Oh, boy.
So what's this app called?
I am? Oh, no, that's a different one.
That's a...
Snapcat.
Snapcat?
Snapcat.
Oh, that's clever.
That's clever. City kitty.
I thought that was just an app for cats to, you know, take pictures of their dicks. That was actually a delay. That's the podcast theme song right there. It took us like 20 minutes to figure out how to turn it on.
I'm not like good with computers. I don't know why we're doing a technology show.
Yeah.
But I think it's starting to get to the general agreement that whilst, yes, bacon is awesome, the internet's kind of over that whole thing. But can we get over the fucking cats already?
Oh, God.
Cool. It's another picture of another fucking cat sitting there looking at nothing.
But people love it. I've never ran into someone who's like, yeah, I spent all day looking at cat pictures. But people do. I don't understand it.
I frequently use if I need to test video on someone's laptop at work, I will use YouTube with cats because it seems to be the only thing that like everyone can agree on that they don't mind watching when they're trying to test something. Like, the religious people, if you have anything that's, like, secular or scientific, are like, oh, my God, what the hell's wrong? The, you know, secular people are like, oh, my God, nothing religious. And that means, like, you know, half the news sources on either one side or another are bullshit. And so you end up with cat videos. So
Did you hear about the Google supercomputer? It's got a neural learning network, and they let it just browse. They made this supercomputer with the neural learning network. And then they just let it browse the internet.
Okay, so I like you.
No restrictions.
I'm gonna let you finish. But I just looked up Snapcat on the Android market. The last line in the description is, Snapcat is the very first social photo sharing app just for cats, made by cats.
What?
God.
What could that possibly mean?
Cats know how to code now, and we're done.
See,
we're
why isn't that more amazing than the fact that there's an app that cats can make self-portraits? If these cats can code, they can push a button to take a picture of themselves. Oh, these lazy cats.
Okay, I'm sorry, James.
So, the neural network is distributed across, 16-some thousand network cores, processor cores. And they basically let it roam around on the internet or some such and just doing what it wants and
just walk around.
It chose to just watch a lot of cat videos. And
are you looking
at
the Enquirer website?
The National Enquirer. No. They finally caught Bat Boy too. Did you see that on there?
Have you seen the picture for what it thinks a cat looks like based off of its browsing experience?
I haven't.
Well, show it to the camera.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm about to. You see that, listeners? That's amazing. That's what it thinks a cat looks like.
I can kind of see that as
right?
a cat.
Yeah.
It's just a
so
load of
it. The internet is
Van
now
Gogh
obsessed painted. With the cat. That'd be about it. That's the problem, though. Is the internet is so obsessed with cats that we develop this amazingly super powerful computer that learns on its own, and we say, hey, go browse the internet for a while and bring back your first impressions. And its first impression of browsing the internet freely, allowed to do whatever it wants and look up anything on the internet, is come back with a fuzzy picture of a ugly fucking cat that it probably has allergies to.
First of all, ugly cat is redundant. Secondly,
we just lost the whole cat lobby there.
The cat lobby.
Yeah.
These cats can code; they can lobby too. Yeah. Somehow they gain control of the internet.
Oh no, Mr. Wogums isn't going to sponsor us.
Oh, we've been looking for Mr. Wogums to sponsor us for a long time too.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Iams.
Whatever. Mascot's a dog.
No, it's not. It's a titty kitty.
It's a cat.
Yeah, that's... What are we talking about? We're sponsored by... That's our only real sponsor is a sexy cat.
What about Katie? I thought she was also the mascot.
She's not here, is she?
Well, she's just lazy.
No fault of ours.
Yeah.
I probably could have brought her here, but... she puked on my rug the other day, so I'm not happy with her.
What a bitch.
Just to let you know, that's not a person. That's a dog.
You see.
Female dog. That's the what a bitch joke.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yes.
hilarious.
Thank you for stealing my joke that I do on stage. Oh, boy.
Was she actually in heat, though? Because it wouldn't really be a bitch, then, if she wasn't in heat.
Anyway, she's always in heat, that little slut. That's right. Katie, you listening to this? I'm going to point at the microphone again because I actually enjoy this. I like being absurdly angry.
I think lots of people on Fox News are like that, too.
Yeah, but I actually have some sort of reason for being angry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, oh. No other headlines? I have to start ranting?
Yeah. Wait a minute, sure. We have some rant skills.
No, you were telling me something earlier about... We mentioned Microsoft very briefly earlier, but you were telling me something about Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Alright, so
should I go to the bathroom? Right, because I actually
kind of
really have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you don't want to go to the bathroom in this place.
Can I just pee in the stairwell? Or?
No, you can go pee, just not the second one.
Not the second?
Yeah.
Alright, well,
I'll be back.
I don't want to say anything, but I just really have to pee. Okay.
That wasn't awkward at all.
Don't talk about me.
So, guys, what are we going to do about France? Anyway.
Wrong way.
Please don't be in there.
Is this the part of the podcast where you give me directions? that's a reoccurring
segment. I was about to say, is that the new segment?
Yeah. Just go through the refrigerator.
I can see you.
Creepy. Okay, so Microsoft and UEFI. This is fun technology that's coming out now. So what's happening is... Microsoft has developed a secure bootloader technology for UEFI-enabled motherboards, which when a computer is sold that has the Windows 8 logo on it, like, you know, designed for Windows 8 or works with Windows 8 or anything like that, it has an encrypted bootloader with a key in it that, like, matches up with your operating system, which means if you have an operating system that hasn't been okayed by Microsoft, you can't install it on your computer anymore.
Yeah, you can't even...
Huh.
Yeah, and then this gets worse because they,
Sorry.
Okay, that noise probably wasn't worse than the sound of you peeing. Gonna be on the podcast.
Yeah, we had to pull the mic over there, so... Which, again, awkward. they're pushing it because they won't let you have that, like, design for Windows 8 sticker that, like, idiots at Walmart won't buy a computer without unless you put this feature on your motherboard. So now it's like if you buy a computer, you don't get to choose what you do with it.
So
they've been pushing
for
that for a while, not being able to modify
your own
technology.
Okay, so for some clarification, I suppose, from what I understand, UEFI is what is replacing BIOS, which, for those that don't know, is what your computer loads before it loads the operating system.
Music.
The little screen where it says press delete to enter setup, that's the BIOS.
Are we aiming this towards laymen, so we have to explain everything?
I think we're...
It's the internet.
do we need to explain that BIOS is basic input-output system that is made primarily on a CMOS chip, a complementary metal oxide semiconductor, which is the most prevalent type of chip manufacturer?
No, just every time...
Yeah, why would you have to explain that?
Yeah.
Every time you say an acronym, just have the acronym that you say be a link to Wikipedia so that people can click on our speech in the audio stream. That should be easy for you to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, we've already been... Have we been bleeping James's speech yet? Or?
Beep.
It's
we'll
amazing how when I said that, it happened. I think
beep.
I'm a wizard.
You get a big button that just bleeps stuff randomly.
So, yeah, but basically, if you want to go install a new operating system, you put the disk in, or more frequently now, USB, and the BIOS will then load from that instead of the hard drive, and you can install a new operating system. But now Microsoft's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's Windows or nothing.
Luckily, most UEFI BIOS, they're not BIOS anymore, UEFI firmware bootloader, whatever you want to call it.
Well, the F stands for firmware.
Yeah, firmware then.
Unified Extensible Firmware Interface.
Yeah, that's what it is. Say it.
Unified Extensible
firmware
Interface.
Interface, okay. So it's a firmware interface now to BIOS. And I've completely lost my train.
That's all right. My train of attention was derailed long ago.
Yeah, most manufacturers of firmware interfaces have put legacy options where you can make it boot as if it's a BIOS still. But if it wasn't for that, though, we'd be completely screwed.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how long until enough of the products out there are using UEFI that they just decide that BIOS is too deprecated to go and to have the legacy option?
Yeah, I mean, it's a complaint, right? Microsoft letters. I've complained about shit for Microsoft and they fixed it before, so you know, it's a rarity they fix it, but
it seems like they get enough feedback. It's not going to be, like, honestly, like, we're like, oh, what the hell, but...
Most people don't know.
They have no clue
what's underneath their computer. Or what's
to most people, their options already are just Mac or Windows. You know?
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, obviously...
Well, it's unfortunate, though, because Linux is a good, viable alternative.
Yeah.
I mean, I've set up several, like, grandparents before with Linux, and they've had way better luck with it than Windows or anything else because it does the core things they need to do. It does it faster. It does it more reliably.
And if you want the flashiness, just go with, like, Ubuntu.
Yeah, SUSE. I've seen several elderly couples I've set up with SUSE and have been really happy with it. So
this is all very true and not very funny.
I was just going to say.
I
liked it better when James was just bleeping himself.
Bleep.
And when I say bleeping, I don't mean...
I mean, we can just
bleep.
We can just ramble about technology when we're not on the air, because, like, that's what I do anyway.
Yeah. You know, I think we should lighten this...
Yeah, but I don't actually listen in those situations.
I think we should lighten this up and get to James's segment from last week.
Mm-hmm.
The
Yes, you're... You'll be very happy to know that you won't be needing your hat because you're losing your hair.
Yes, it's the top 10 reasons to light Daniel Frana's hair on fire.
Science.
It was James's homework assignment, so we're gonna listen to see if any of these are good reasons to set my hair on
fire. They're all brilliant reasons because I came.
Don't
up
say
with
brilliant.
Them.
It's too British.
They're all
excellent.
Proper.
They're all
rad.
Shittingly good.
Shittingly good.
Okay, so.
Is it going to be a countdown from 10 to 1?
No, it's going to be 1 to 10.
Well, that's not cool.
Do it backwards.
Number 1 has to be,
yeah,
has to be like a letterman.
Backwards.
Alright.
Now we have to solve a puzzle.
Reason number 10.
Yes.
Because I came up with 9. Let me see, doesn't make sense.
Well, you can just say that. You can just go say
right,
number 1
just
is
start
10.
With 10 and
yeah,
go
start
down
with
to 10.
Yeah.
You can take away vision.
God, do we have to explain to you how numbers work now? You can.
Yeah, I. Well, 10 looks awfully like 1. You notice that? Okay, anyway. I will find it entertaining. I think we all agree that's important.
Whatever.
Well,
let's hear them.
Your hair just looks like it should be on fire.
Number 9.
Not even gonna stop for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we do it like the Casey Kasem countdown? Be like, number 9!
If you want to start adding effects, go ahead.
That was an effect.
Well, are you gonna add them?
I just did.
Okay, that was a terrible job. You'll look like Hades.
I'll look
Disney
like Hades?
Movie. Yeah.
You know, I've
that would
always
be pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that fucking guy's name? Who was
Hades.
The voice of Hades?
Oh yeah,
he was James Wood. Yes, James Woods. He's good. That's slightly convincing.
Come on, that's very convincing.
Yeah, but you got me 10% of the way. You got to get all the way to 100.
Ooh,
number 8.
Exactly.
Ooh, piece of candy. it will keep you warm in the cold summer days.
That is like the worst. I'm going back down 5%. I'm convinced.
Repeating the last one, then, you'll look like 80s. Back up.
No, doesn't work that way.
You'll be bald, like all the cool kids.
You guys aren't bald, though, and you're not cool, so.
Exactly.
Actually, yeah, double negative. That's up
10%.
There we go. 15%. So this is number 6 now?
Yeah, you have to start calling him out.
Yeah.
Or letting us call him
out. Okay, number 5. You'll have
6!
That's what I said. Severe to minor injuries. Which equals going to the hospital, bear with me, which equals...
Did you write all this down?
No, just...
You wrote down bear with me and everything?
I actually just put random letters. So you go to the hospital, severe to minor injuries, you meet, say, a pretty beautiful doctor, you get married, next thing you know, you've got a rich, beautiful doctor wife. All because I set your hair on fire.
You know,
guaranteed.
I think I could do that just as easy
I
with
just
a stab wound.
I asked a gypsy fortune teller, and it has to be the hair on fire. That's what makes
hey,
the monster.
Who here is the tarot reader? Okay, that's me.
Number 5.
The future. Yeah. So
number 4.
That doesn't go down or up. We're just level
okay,
at 50%.
So again, severe/minor injuries equals trip to the hospital, which also means legal drugs, and they're fun. So you just get drugs. You'll have a good time.
I'll give you 20% there.
Come on. Legal drugs legally done, that's easily 40%.
Easy. No.
Should have said morphine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be specific.
Morphine is very, very, you know, morphine has a reputation. It's like the go-to drug if you want something.
Morphine.
I mean, what else gets everyone else high when you go into the same hot tub with them? You know?
Does
morphine.
That work?
Yeah. Codeine does too, apparently, because codeine turns into morphine in your bloodstream. So you take enough of it, and everyone else in the hot tub, you perspire it.
I have never heard that before.
Everyone gets high from it. So.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be, like, very minor high from
I
it.
I don't believe you, and I think we need to try this out right now.
Yeah, let's go. Is there a hot tub in the ICU in the hospital?
I don't know, but there's a hot tub somewhere in Iowa City. We'll just break into that person's house.
Well,
and
yeah,
then
let's
just inject them with morphine and throw them in it.
Let's just go to a hotel that has a hot tub and call one of those, you know, morphine delivery places. An ambulance.
Ambulance.
We'll just beat James with lead pipe.
We can just
stab
Daniel in the
face.
We can
just
light his hair on.
See, that's what I'm saying. You could stab me. All right. Was it number 4 now?
I lost count.
3.5.
You just did legal drugs. What's after that one?
This is actually second to last.
Number 2.
Jesus.
Okay, listeners. Readers and listeners of the podcast, let us know how many he actually...
It's number B.
Number B.
Okay. How do you know?
Click on B
like
for
it?
More information.
How do I know I don't like it?
Have you
it?
Ever set your hair on fire before?
That's not a reason. That's no.
Curiosity.
That's true.
Curiosity would have been an acceptable answer.
But my brother threw a dart at my head once and I didn't enjoy that.
That's
so.
A dart. That's
I
a shot pointed off.
Does it on fire? Because so your brother would be
fell
especially
like
big dick.
That's it's a shot pointed off.
I'm unconvinced. 35%. Let's see what you got.
Going down.
And the number one reason.
Because I wrote all those other fucking reasons and I really want to set your hair on fire.
I'm sorry, James, but I remain unconvinced.
What if I just do it without your permission? Would that be okay?
You just shave his head when he's sleeping.
That was quite an irony.
I'm not shaving his head. I'm setting it on fire.
How about, yeah, what if this? What if I get a haircut, and then I give you the clippings, and you set them on fire?
Yeah, you never said it while it was on his head.
There. See, aww. If you would have come up with that reason, I would allow it, but... all right. Well, next time I get a haircut... I'm going to give James my clippings as long as you don't make a weird, like, pillow voodoo doll.
No, I'm just going to burn them right in front of you.
Oh, that'd be cool. That would smell awful, though. See, I think next week I should come up with the top 10 reasons not to set my hair on fire.
And let the listeners decide.
There we go.
You can email us at peerreviewedpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of Daniel Fry's hair, and whether or not it should be on fire.
First of all, it's very nice.
You keep saying that.
And second of all, why the fuck haven't you answered the quiz question, are you asshole?
Yeah,
you have nobody. Nobody. I'm just...
We should do a call-in contest. Since we're
we should. Should we just call a random person right now? Just prank call them? Put them on speaker?
No, ask them the quiz.
Let's call James.
Let's call Jason. Do you have Jason's number?
I
call
do.
Call random person. Tell them they'll win this if they get this question right.
A, B, C, O, D. All right.
Should we call former guest of the show, Spencer Laux?
All right.
All right. Let's see.
And are we going with the pre-standing quiz? Or?
Yes. Are we going to be able to... Is he going to be able to hear it on this? Or do I have to
hold
it like
speaker and hold it the microphone?
All right. We'll do it. Work.
I don't know if that like really expands our current level of professionalism.
This isn't very professional. We'll
this might bring down the points we got from you peeing.
Yeah, I don't know. That was good for me. I don't know if it was good for you guys. What happened?
Hello.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Spencer, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, guess what? You're on the podcast again right now.
Am I?
Yeah, you really are because.
Wow, with even less notice than last time. I didn't know.
Slightly. Slightly less notice, yeah. But what we're doing is the pop quiz again, and
ooh.
What?
I said ooh.
Ooh, yeah, that was good that I checked to see what you said. But I put it on Facebook to see if anyone would answer it, but nobody did, so we just decided to call up a random person, and we're gonna see if you can answer the question right.
Okay.
Alright, so if you win, you get a bag of Doritos Jacked Ranch Dipped Hot Wings. So, there's a lot on the line.
If you lose, you die.
What was that?
What's the question? What are the options?
Alright, well, let me get to it now. So, what would be the worst thing to wake up to in the morning? In your bed?
Okay.
An unattractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
A moderately attractive chimpanzee. A mason jar full of urine,
mm-hmm.
or a police officer?
A mason jar. Did you say the worst or the least worst?
The worst. The worst.
The worst.
The least worst. That's too wordy. Come on, man.
Okay. Yeah, the least worst would be very not great wording, like the thing I just said. I'd say. The moderately attractive chimpanzee.
The moderately attractive chimpanzee says the worst?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Spencer, you got it right.
Yes!
Ding, 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 ding.
So,
finally.
Yeah, at some point we will find you and we'll give you a bag of Doritos. So.
I'll probably use them first, though.
Yeah, we didn't say that there would be Doritos in them. We'll just give you the bag.
Okay, that's fine.
That sounds good, Spencer?
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, hanging up on you.
Okay.
You gotta thank him for playing.
No, because he didn't go on Facebook. So, guess what, listeners? If you already answered it on Facebook before you got to this point in the podcast, you're shit out of luck. If you're live
time travel,
it It should be. I don't know.
Yet.
I'm too drunk to understand how time works.
In the future, this will have already happened.
I suppose that's true.
Moderately true. True-ish.
The stuff in the future is yet to happen.
That's as true as it is.
I didn't roll my eyes. I didn't roll my eyes. Everyone see that? One
no,
point.
You just gave him like
one
the evil eye instead.
Why couldn't he have bleeped that?
Bleep.
Aura bleep should be replaced with belches. It's like we're really flatulent or something.
And people are like, why are all those belches? You never heard a British guy talk before?
They all talk like that.
They're all full of hot air.
Which is weird because it's so cold in England.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not really.
That's
average.
Didn't roll my eyes again.
I did. And I massaged my temples out of frustration.
Oh, this is.
So, should we, like, invite a British professor on just to counteract James? Or.
We've been trying to get someone who knows what they're talking about.
British professor. That was the funny part of that.
Yeah, that's like ugly cat is just redundant. Yeah. I think I said that wrong.
All professors are British or all British people are professors?
Either way.
Oh, God.
I don't know if
why,
I can keep talking. That's for trying to set my hair on fire.
Welcome to the kicking part
yet.
Of the show. We're kicking now, I guess.
You can join in at
should
home.
We, should we do other random acts in front of the microphone? I can juggle things if you want.
Tony, you should explain something about the 3D printer.
Hey, there we go. That's technology.
Yeah, that's technology. I'm trying to think.
We did too much
about
random comedy. Now we need random technology.
Random technology. Throw in
can it make
comedy.
An exploding gun yet?
Basically, this guy has a 3D printer that he's working
no.
on.
No. It can make a functional gun, though.
Right.
A couple of types.
No. To be fair, it's you would be printing the gun, thus it would be inherently...
Oh,
like
yeah, it might
explode.
Everything I make might explode.
Yeah.
So, whether it be a pencil or, you know, other things.
So, yeah, do you want to...
Are we taking an intermission?
A little bit.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to take a commercial break right now, folks. I think we've been doing this for some time, so...
It implies that we probably
just wrap it up. 46
minutes?
You could have a lot of material and just cut it down later.
No, that's too much work, though, because we want to get it up in, like, 10 minutes, so... Are we all satisfied with this?
I kind of wanted to hear what he was going to say.
Yeah.
Finish it up.
On
that.
What do you want to know about 3D printing?
If we take the intermission now, then we could maybe face the rest of it with some sort of preparation.
Can I leave it running, though, while we're out?
Yeah, that's a good plan.
10 minutes
okay.
of silence.
keep
no, we're gonna have a commercial break. We'll take a word. We actually do have a sponsor, so just... Yeah, well, we'll come back in a second with our commercial.
Everyone knew.
Are you unhappy? Is your life not going the way you want it to? Then just be happy. Sponsored by the American Bureau of Happiness.
And we're back.
There we go. So that was our sponsor. I don't know who our sponsor was this week, but we're going to have rotating sponsors, I think, throughout the show. So after that brief hiatus, I think, Tony, you were...
Yeah, we were talking about, do we have any questions about 3D printers, or what would you like me to start with?
Let's see if the listeners have any questions.
Yeah.
Listeners, any questions? No.
Okay.
Still not live.
Talk about it. Still not live.
We got an answer for the pop quiz.
Yeah?
Michael Steele said C.
Oh, Michael
incorrect.
Steele, you're wrong. Oh, I'm sorry, Michael Steele.
And our second place prize was Death?
Death.
Yeah,
but he didn't get it right, so he's gonna.
Sorry, I believe that's actually Mike Motherfucking Steele.
It is Mike Motherfucking Steele. Yeah.
Sorry, I apologize to Mike Motherfucking Steele.
Well, he won't listen to this, I'm sure. So, anywho, 3D printers. Talk about you're building a 3D printer. Can you 3D print a 3D printer, or is that?
Yes, the whole point of a RepRap 3D printer is to be a rapid self-replicating prototyping machine. Which more or less means that there's 3D printers making 3D printers. And the original project was actually out of the University of Bath in the UK, at least the original one I know of.
I went to college there, not university.
I thought you went to Kent.
No, I went to university in Kent.
Okay.
For like half a semester. I went to college in
Bath.
In Bath.
Okay. Anyway, but so that's essentially the RipRap project. There's also many commercial 3D printers that print anything from metal to plastic to frosting to cake batter to clay to whatever.
Cake batter?
But, yep, cake batter. Hmm. All kinds of stuff. But a lot of the
mixing eggs and flour is just way,
way too hard. Yeah, you gotta have a machine 3D print it for you, apparently. But
so that's how the cake boss does it. Oh, he's a cheater. So is that a cake batter 3D printer or
no? That's a thermoplastic 3D printer. So it essentially takes something like a hot glue gun and extrudes plastic in layers to make up some kind of 3-dimensional object by using essentially just like a lattice framework of sorts, one with different levels of fill to make the 3-dimensional object. So it makes little bits of plastic.
Have you seen the 3D printer pen?
I have not yet.
It was a successful Kickstarter project, and it's basically just a pen that spits out quick hardening plastic.
Mm-hmm.
You can just write in the air with it, and it makes 3D stuff.
Yeah.
It spits it out like...
I think you have to pay extra for those sound effects.
It's got an attitude, too, that pen.
It's apparently the drunken 3D pen.
That's an aftermarket modification.
I was going to say, is there any other type of 3D
pen? Unless it's made by Apple.
Then it's the pretentious 3D pen.
The pretenditious 3D pen.
It has to be called the eye pretentious.
I think that's boring, but you just don't get it.
It's out of your league, man. You're not even thinking in terms that I am, bruh.
You want to make a model dinosaur? That's so today.
Why don't you just get on Snapchat, bruh?
Okay, I'd like to try something out.
Cool.
So I wanna show you a picture, and without describing what it is, I wanna get your reaction to it.
That's my reaction. Yes.
Okay.
It's Tony's. This is a great
game.
James, you're audible.
Yeah.
Should we then describe what it is or just have them guess?
No, that's done.
No, it's over.
No, the game is if based on our reactions any listener can figure out what the picture was, then they win 8 cents.
8 cents.
8 cents.
Email us what you think the picture might be at peerreviewedpodcast@gmail.com.
You're really plugging our email address.
You are.
I like it when my phone goes droid.
That's like a Biggie song, like a modern Biggie song. I like it when my phone goes droid. Throw your hands in the air. Oh boy.
Oh man.
Is there anything left of this podcast right now, or are we all drunk on Doritos?
And beer.
Bleep. Yeah. Thank you.
Do we have any other technology?
We got a bunch.
Yeah, this is a hackerspace. It's all around.
Yeah. Oh, we have to close with the normal closing segment that we just started last week. So what I have here is a Discover magazine.
Tradition, but
also
and,
wasn't the closing segment last week.
It was close to it.
Like how you held up the Discover magazine to the mic.
Yes, let the listeners see it. So it's 74 pages long. You guys say a random page, and we'll read it, and we'll talk about it. So, Tony, you
72.
Can 72. Oh, this is going to be classified. So what this is, it's rockauto.com. Everyday low prices, easy to use website, huge selection, fast shipping. Doesn't say what it does. Just says Rock Auto. I'm assuming it has something to do with cars
or
rocks. And there's also...
then it has a bunch of pictures, most of which are of car parts, but one is of a stuffed animal. And it just says no underneath it.
So
pedophile free auto shop.
That's always good. Yeah, I mean, there's all these auto shops. There's just so many pedophiles lurking around there for, you know, 12-year-old boys who need to get carburetors. It's disgusting. Okay, Christian, do you have a page you want us to go to?
I'll go with 21.
21. All right. Give me a second.
Number Perry.
Just the jacuzzi walk-in hot tub, your own personal fountain of youth. Apparently there's a lot of...
Can we re-roll the one that's not an ad?
Yeah, I'll give you one more chance.
I guess 30.
Should have said 42.
Well, we're going with 30, which is the Sandman cometh. What is causing a young woman's insatiable need to sleep?
It's fantastic.
That's biology. Like,
I think so. Just
solved.
Yeah, the next page was the food man cometh. Why is this woman so hungry? I think we could go more in depth, but this is our longest podcast yet.
Very well might be.
Your computer went to sleep. That's how long it is. It's already bored
it's
of it.
An old but one why? Time.
I guess the Sandman had cometh.
Ooh, careful of your head there, Al.
Oh, yeah, we did bring Al. Even though he's in Europe right now, we somehow got him to come here for just today.
I'm telling you, he's been in your, in the previous location
he
the
just
whole time.
He just goes basement to basement. And now we're confusing the guests, which is typically part of the podcast. We just confuse the guests. But
we should definitely do a podcast not in a basement sometime.
No.
Why?
Why would we ever do
I've
that?
Heard
that? There are other places?
Yeah, I've heard that.
We're legally required to do our podcast in a basement so that we won't be around normal human beings. So
that's understandable.
Yeah.
It's for the protection of the public.
Exactly. Because no one's going to listen to this on the internet, that's for sure.
No. Speaking of protection for the public, the Federal Trade Commission has demanded that search engines clearly separate paid advertisements from normal search results.
Well, what, the vague yellow text and bold lettering wasn't enough?
So, I mean, thank you to the FTC. Grandmothers everywhere will now be safe on the internet.
Grandmothers are not safe on the internet as long as I'm out there.
Right.
Oh, dear.
That's why it's towards the end of the podcast. I don't want my grandma, who doesn't even own a computer, to hear this. But
you should send her a copy.
I'll burn this to a CD and send it to her. I have to put it on a cassette tape then, too. And, yeah, so... Huh? That was a fun little bit of dead air.
That was, yeah, I liked it. That was my favorite dead air so far.
That was like our official moment of silence for like whoever died most recently.
I think someone died listening to the podcast. It's like, what is the answer to the quiz? And then they listened on, they found out that someone already won, they just had a heart attack. That's what happens. Just out of sheer heartbreak, so. Yeah.
Beep.
I think that we should wrap this up like we always do with the. This time it's a five-way high five.
Yeah.
Are everybody ready? Oh! Thanks, Al.